This is New England Public Radio. Democrats are sorting out their leadership in the U.S. House, and it looks like Massachusetts is getting even more clout. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Hey, Jim McGovern, Richie Neal, a powerful group of Massachusetts representatives in the U.S. House was just increased by one last week as Catherine Clark clinched a key leadership spot to become the sixth ranking Democrat. What does this signify for Massachusetts? What should we expect?
Yeah, I mean, Massachusetts is really back on the map in Congress. If you look at where a lot of these members are falling, it's been years of waiting and building up seniority for a couple of them, including, as you mentioned, Jim McGovern poised to take over the Rules Committee and Richie Neal of Springfield getting ready to take over the Ways and Means Committee. And this is going to really put them in the prime seat to play a key role as Democrats look to drive the legislative agenda in Congress over the next 2 years, as well as starting to investigate President Trump and the White House. You know, Richie Neal gave a speech to business leaders in Boston last week. He talked about potentially trying to work with the White House on a major infrastructure bill. He thinks that's possible. But he also talked about trying to get his hands on the president's tax returns and also revisiting some of the controversial tenets in the Republican tax law that passed last year, including the cap on state and local tax deductions and the endowment tax that put a tax on some of the endowments of the wealthiest colleges and universities in the country, including many here in Massachusetts.
Let's look ahead at the 2020 elections. The U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts could actually be competitive, unlike the one this year. A recent UMass Amherst poll looked at the competition for Ed Markey's seat. He's up for re-election. And the numbers show Markey would face serious challenges from either Congressman Seth Moulton or Attorney General Mara Healey. What are you seeing in those stats?
Yeah, I mean, those poll numbers are certainly interesting. I mean, we barely turned the page on 2018, of course, already looking at 2020, and it's not just about the presidential race, even though Massachusetts figure prominently in that race with Elizabeth Warren taking steps towards running, giving a major foreign policy speech last week. But people are looking at Senator Markey, particularly after Ayanna Pressley came forward, challenged a sitting incumbent like Rep. Mike Capuano of Somerville, and won. And now people are wondering whether or not Senator Markey could be in store for a primary challenge, particularly since he's an older member of the caucus, and wondering, as Seth Moulton has waged this sort of insurgency in the House that doesn't look like it's going to prevail to try and oust Nancy Pelosi, where does he go next, since he's sort of on the other side of leadership? Well, he could challenge Senator Markey. So these poll numbers, obviously very early, but showing that Markey perhaps has some vulnerability. These numbers all in the, you know, high 20s, low 30s for both candidates. Markey running neck and neck with both Healey and Moulton, large numbers of undecideds, and it shows that there's perhaps room there for a challenger.
Lastly, this week, the Mass Gaming Commission still has not disclosed whether or not Wynn Resorts is suitable to operate that casino in Everett after an investigation into sexual harassment claims made against Steve Wynn, who has since broken away from the company. And now the Boston Herald reports Mohegan Sun wants to buy the Everett casino if Wynn gets stripped of their license. Aren't there still legal holdups? What's the process going forward?
Sure. This is a long way, and this is Mohegan Sun probably just trying to position themselves and maybe thinking that they could give the Gaming Commission some cover. This investigation into Steve Wynn and what's going to happen with that license, obviously on hold after a Nevada judge granted an injunction while Steve Wynn tries to block the use of some documents and information that the Gaming Commission obtained during the course of its investigation. But even once that report comes out, we don't yet know what the process would be. Certainly the fact that Mohegan Sun is willing to buy that Everett property answers one question as to would there be a buyer for that if they were to strip that license away. But still major questions about how much Mohegan would be willing to pay for what right now is a $2.5 billion resort casino. There are host agreements with neighboring communities. And in that Herald story, the mayor of Everett was quoted saying that he wants a luxury resort casino in that city. He doesn't want simply a placeholder that Mohegan Sun could build to just kind of take some gambling dollars and protect their larger assets in Connecticut. So the Gaming Commission would likely pursue a full process if they were to strip the license from Wynn. We don't know what exactly that would look like, and Mohegan could be just one of several players in the field.
Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others, including The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review, at our website. That's nepr.net/podcasthub. We'll be right back.